I have many, many, many stories. And we haven't done a recording in a few weeks. It's a Pesach. And there's so much, I'm overwhelmed. I have maybe 20 stories in the last 2-3 weeks. And I'll start off with one of the stories. During Yom Tov, I was talking to a couple, and they spoke to me like 20 minutes. They were reviewing a few of the stories and added a third story. And all three stories, I think, are very powerful. He told me, I once mentioned it, but he told me with much more details. He said he has a business partner about 7 years ago. He's a very rich man. And he's his business partner for many years. And he told me about 7 years ago, his partner, Rahmana Litzlan, his father was nifter. And at the same timing, he found out he had the machla, Allah aleinu, and he had a shleishim in Eretz Yisrael. And Rav Asha Arieli was there giving a shir. And he gave a shir, and after the shir, the business partner told him, who told it to me, he said, Rebbe, can I have a private meeting with you? He went in the car, he went to his place, and he asked him, what can I do? And he knew he had the machla, he knew he had his father, who was the shleishim, he spoke. He told him, learn the laws of Lashon Hara. So he told him, he asked him, he says, he wasn't sure, is it for the machla, his father? He asked him, what is it for? Which one? He says, not only is it for your refuah, it's also for the big zechus of your father. He started learning it, he tells me. He says, 7 years later, my business partner is totally healthy, 100%, no machla, no nothing. And then they told me a second story. I'm not sure which one's better. The second one could be as big, and you'll hear it. I said the story many times over to the classes, and it's an incredible story. And I'm saying the chances is under 1%. I would say it's one in a million. They have a daughter. This husband and wife has a daughter. She was in 10th or so, 10th grade, I think, 9th, 10th grade. And she wanted to make a switch. She wanted to switch schools. And it was the end of the year. She's a very good girl. She wanted to go to one of the top schools, different school. And this school did not accept a transfer student in 16 years. And the last time there was a problem, so they didn't want to do it. I actually asked people, what's the chances? 0.000 of 1%. It's almost, I would say, impossible, b'derech teva. So he said, she was already learning it. That's interesting. She was learning it. And she says, I'm going to add a tefillah. I'm going to say, Hashem, I'm learning it in the zechus. I want my daughter to go to the school. It was better for her. They knew it was better for her. They did it. She did it for 3 weeks. I think the husband did it separately. 3 weeks is miraculous. This past year, they got in about a week into the school. The first trans student in 16 years with a little tefillah. People have asked me over the last years. Baruch Hashem, doing this for about 5-6 years. People have asked me, should I daven? Should I add something? And lately, the last year or so, I'm seeing from my stories. I see daven because it's tefillah. When you start learning the Chafetz Chaim, you have tremendous zechusim. Learn it. You'll see bracha. You'll see greatness. So you say, Hashem, please do it. And I have many, many, I have stories of people doing it, and they have bracha. And she said a third story. She said she joined a group of a lot of girls, ladies doing it for a girl. She was, I think, 24. But she was having a very, very hard time in Shidduchim. It was different. It was not an easy situation. And she said she joined the whole group. They were doing machsa mepiv, which means like a few hours a day. They're very careful, Lashon Hara. She was also learning it, and they have to hear a recording on Chafetz Chaim. And she said to me, she was very emotional when she said it to me. She says, 7-8 weeks later, the girl got engaged to a boy called Yisrael Meir, who was born on the Yahrzeit of Chafetz Chaim. And she told me she was so emotional. She said, it didn't make sense. And I remember the same Yom Tov, somebody had told me, not a little different, but the same type of story, where they joined cousins. It was a whole story, a bunch of cousins who joined for a 27-year-old. And the girl got engaged. I forgot how, it was within 4 months. It was also a big story. When a lot of people join together, it's amazing. On Yom Tov, the last day of Yom Tov, I wanted to share with you, it's amazing. The last day of Yom Tov, I think it was 4 stories. I'll maybe share with you 3 right now. On last day of Yom Tov, there was a couple. I'll share with you a couple now. This was amazing, amazing story. A young couple, husband and wife. I tell a lot of people about my stories. I speak to different people, and many people I speak to, they start learning it. They have Yeshua, and they change their life. And what happened was, I met a young couple, and they told me that they recently married, maybe a year or two, and they have 2 people that they know. two couples that didn't have children for four and a half years. And they decided to learn for them, which is amazing, beautiful zuchos. They're married, early married. Why not? Learn it for other people. Hashem loves this. They're my children, you're learning it. And they started learning it. And they started learning it together. And about, they started Aseres Yimei Tshuva last year, Rosh Hashanah time. A year later now, Sukkot time, one had a baby, and a month later, another one had a baby. And that's mamish amazing. A person goes out. This is amazing. Another story also on Yom Tov, last day of Yom Tov. I heard people, there was a whole group of people singing. This was the last day of Yom Tov, like 3 o'clock in the afternoon. I was walking. And all of a sudden, I said, it was a beautiful thing, singing mamish songs of Pesach, of all, of happiness, simcha. So I went over, I was talking to them, and one of them was my student, actually a student from over 25 years, I taught him. And I went over, I joined them a little bit, and they were very excited to see me, and so I'm telling me. And then one of them told me that the one who I taught, the brother, the younger brother, got married recently, I think it was about a year. And the wife told me she was 28, and he was 26. And she told me my parents were learning Chafetz Chaim, and I got engaged. And she said she's going to find out how long. It wasn't too long. And she got engaged to a 26-year-old. And there was somebody there who was very, very inspired. I remember he was so... I knew when I left, something's going to happen. And he called me today. Today. As a story, fresh story, actually today. He called me today and he said an amazing, amazing story. I said it over a couple times to the boys where I teach. And he said like this. He said he started last night. Today's Monday, Monday after Pesach. And he told me last night, he opened the book. I think it was the Daily Companion, the blue book. He opened the book, he started learning it. He says he usually wakes up 7:30 every morning. Every morning he wakes up 7:30. Sometimes the baby has the baby, 2-year-old, the crib, I don't know how old it was. And that baby is usually wakes, if he wakes up like 6:30 or 7, he waits a little bit, he moans a little bit, and 7:30 they go give him a bottle. That's what usually, they never gets up at 6:30. And this morning at 6:30, his daughter wakes up and gets up and makes, and he wakes up from the husband, him and his wife woke up. And all of a sudden after she woke up, she went back to bed. His wife tells him, can you make a milk bottle for the baby? He said he would always tell if any other day, wait till 7:30. Still only 6:30. But he said he told me this today. He said he was in like a mixed up mood. He says, you know what, I'll go. He wasn't concentrating because he was half asleep. He went, he said the first time, he doesn't remember ever 6:30, if he make a milk bottle. He went to the room and he saw a shock. The kid was a 2-year-old, was moving the crib a little bit, he was a little bit more to the wall, and he pulled out the plug from the side. He took the plug, Lorlena, he started putting it around his neck. He got so scared, he said he thought the worst. He screamed. His wife was like, wow, what happened? And he realized it was happening now. It wasn't an hour ago, it was right now. Means when he came, the baby was wrapping it around, and he said he realized what? The Chafetz Chaim. He was going, look at the name of the sefer, Chafetz Chaim. Once life! He realized he saved his son's life by learning it last night. First he told me, I'm not sure. Then after he said over the story, I think he realized, wait a second, this is not normal. He told me after he was saying the story, he realized himself, wow, this never happens. I never get up. Hashem made the girl wake up. He wakes up and the wife tells him the whole thing in order to save the child's life and say, Hashem says, I'm watching you. You learn it, I will help you. I'll protect you. I'll give you bracha. And I had not somebody else's, I wish I could say his name, I didn't ask him permission. He's a choshev Rosh Yeshiva in Lakewood. I can't say a lot of details, it just happened now. It's an amazing story. This was the day before April 1st, I think it was March 31st, the last day. There was one of the yeshivas, I had joined my kids, one of my kids was in yeshivas, or in yeshiva, in Lakewood. Simasifta, Chosha Basifta. And they're having some kind of parliament meeting to raise money. And I know the yeshiva, I'm speaking to him, and he knows a little of my stories. And when everybody was leaving, I said, Rashiva, I have the blue books. Maybe learn it with your wife for money. He said, okay. He's accepted it. I went over to him and I gave him the books. And what happened was, May 1st, I get the message. His daughter got engaged. And in the back of my mind, I was thinking, wait a second. I gave him the books a month ago. I wonder if he learned it. So I came to the thing. It wasn't easy with a lot of hard parking. I went there. And I come over to Rashiva, Mazel Tov, did Rashiva learn it? He goes, yes. And then I started walking away, and I said, wait a second, I forgot to ask him about his wife. I was like, so I went over to him again, I was a little embarrassed, I just said, Mazel Tov. I said, Did the Rashiva do it with his wife? Yes, I did it with my wife. Like, wow! Hey, I gave it to him. I had no kavana for it. In 1 month, exactly, 1 month, his daughter got engaged. And you'll say, oh, it could happen, it could happen. I'm talking about, I have over 600, I'm up to about 615 stories. Getting stories left and right, every day, every 2 days, sometimes two, three, 1 day. He says, I see the miracles. And people have asked me actually today, why? Why, Rabbi Menashe, so many miracles? Why is happening? I said, I'll tell you why. There's a lot of reasons, but one of the so simple reasons is, you make a change, even once, even one time, stop being Lashon Hara. Hashem says, I'll give you bracha. What do you need? You need a shidduch? I'll give you a shidduch. You need children? I'll give you children. You need a house? House. I have stories buying houses left and right. I have stories of teeth. Any little thing Hashem does, and even big things. A person has bracha, and even I said, I think in the last recording, but I'll remind the oilam about the stroke. I said in the last recording, but it's amazing, it's an open miracle. The husband had a stroke, and I spoke to the wife, called me up right away, and I was machazik them. I spoke Motzei Shabbos, and I said to them, Motzei Shabbos, I said to the whole family, I spoke to like 30, 40 people on the phone line, and I said to them, to machazik, I tell them stories. Then that night, they were makabel a lot of people to learn this blue book, and maybe other books. And the next day, I got a message, he said one word, and he had a stroke on the part of the brain that was on the talking. Another day, a few more things, and then he was able to make Kiddush, and now, a few weeks ago, he actually went to shul. There were miracles happening every single day in this story. I said that recorded before in the last one, but just at Machazik, you have no idea, it goes in all areas. I went to a simcha on, today is Monday, last week, Thursday night. It was a L'chaim. Actually, they're having the vod also, this, I think maybe even tonight. I went to the L'chaim. It took me 20 minutes. I was looking for parking. I was going crazy, looking for parking. Couldn't find parking. I was about to give up, but I said, you know what? Give me one more chance. I said, Hashem, please help me find parking. About 10 seconds later, I see it right in front of the house. Right, a spot. I couldn't believe it. I think Hashem just took the car, moved the car. I don't know what happened. I got the spot. I got in there and I went into the house. And I got this, I got like a mamash a shock. The kala was learning it. The chassan was learning it. The chassan's parents were learning it. And the kala's parents. I was like, wow. I was like, I was so amazed. The whole thing. And when I looked at the shidduch, I know both families, but one I know personally, one of the families, the other one I know from the shul. And it's amazing to see both families in Ve'agefen. The match was unreal. It was Minas Shemaim. And in there, I got another story. A girl there said to me later on, I have a story for you. She has friends in Florida. They were riding, they were in the car. I think it was two girls already, in the car, and they brought a Chafetz Chaim with them to learn. A lot of people, Baruch Hashem, all over, hopefully, whoever hears the recording, spread it out. You understand, this is going to mamish bring the Gula Mashiach and bring so much bracha to the Klal Yisrael. You just learn it, you'll see your life changes. And they were learning it in the car. And they put the book down in the front. And they didn't know it was mamish, Rachmana Litzlan. There was a big, big, about to have a car accident was coming towards their car. About to hit the front. And at the last moment, they explained a little bit that somehow the car, where the other car went and missed it maybe by an inch, hit the back of the car. There was an accident. Nobody was hurt. Everything was okay. Maybe an inch. It was mamish, mamish, mamish. They were saved. Again, the same thing that we said before. Chafetz Chaim. Look, a bracha. You want life? HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes bracha. On Shabbos, I came to an offer, this past Shabbos. I wish I could say his name, but I didn't get permission. But it's the people in Lakewood. There were a lot of people in the area knew. And I knew there was a big Chafetz Chaim story. I wanted to get it clear, so I went. One of my kids, he hears my stories, miracle stories. He's starting to tell people, and they're getting miracles themselves. And this boy, I went over to him. I just want to get details. You learn. He said, I started less than 40 days ago. The blue book by myself. I said, whoa, I don't usually get those stories by themselves. Less than 40 days, I got engaged. And today is the Ofrif, and the wedding is, I think, tomorrow, Wednesday. Mamish, getting married, getting engaged. And then he added another part, which is a beautiful part. For anybody wants to hear a story, this is a beautiful story. He tells me his kala was on the second round. She was up to the second round, and she got engaged to him. But the kala is a very special girl, you know what? He told me, and I heard it from the father of the kala there. He told me the same story again. He said the kala was davening for somebody else. And that somebody else was davening for her. They both got engaged. I forgot if it was the exact same day or the day after. They both got engaged on the same time. I think it was a chaim or whatever it was, in the same day or day, 2 days. And the wedding is one wedding is one night, and the other wedding is the other night. And they were going crazy. Hashem makes bracha from all areas. And who is the chassan? A person learning only also Chavetz Chaim. And in there, when I went to the Ufrif, my son was showing me around his friends. I was telling everybody, you'll see, you'll get engaged if you do it this way. And the way I always tell people, with any, I'll clarify. Because I'm getting stories of people telling me, oh, Rav Menashe didn't go. I clarify this. It's important. I should really say it many times. The best way, and this is where I see miracle, open miracle stories a lot, is when the husband learns it with the wife. Both books, not one book, and he just reads it and the other one hits. Both books, one reads it, the other one follows along, and the girl learns with another girl, and one reads and the other one follows. That's the best. But coming back to the story. So in the Ufra, when I went, there was another boy. He tells me, I also did the Chafetz Chaim, the blue book, daily companion, on day 41. On the 41st day, I got engaged. 41. He said he thinks it came out 41. I said, wow. On the same place, same Ufra. And I told the boys, not always 40 days. I'm going to remind it. Many, I have over 100 stories, 40 days, another 100 stories in 4 months. I have many stories, 8 months, 10 months. But one of the big things is the change. When a person makes a change, your life changes. Before Yom Tov, I think it was Erev Yom Tov, I got an amazing story. And really, I'm going to combine it with another story. People ask me with money. I have a lot of stories of money. I don't always say it, but I do have. And this is an amazing story. People struggle, parnasa. He says, and I'll tell you, beautiful line. He told me, he started Hanukkah. He told me, he's an Arab Yom. I know him over the years. I always tell him stories about Chafetz Chaim. He's a very nice, very beautiful Midas. And he told me, I started with my wife on Hanukkah. I finished on Tuesday. I have to make the cheshit 4 months. And on Thursday, I had a very big business deal. Baruch Hashem, it was Matzliach, and he was smiling away. I wouldn't be surprised. It's like $500,000. I don't know what it was. A big business deal. It's not always like that, but it was 4 months. And today, I have the story. I'm going to read it to you. It's an amazing story. It's a boy that's told me this, and it was his father. First, he didn't want to admit it, and then I made him write it. And I'll read it to you. My father works and owns a company in Lakewood. He had a big thing that he was trying to get approved in a company. He was trying again and again for over a year. He tried to get through with his place to make a lot of money. After a year of trying, one morning on Shacharis, he said to Hashem, Hashem, in a zuchus for this to go through, I accept upon myself to learn the two laws of Lashon Hara. After Shacharis, he went to his office, he turned on his computer and opened his email. He got an email that morning that he got approved for this big thing, and it helped his business in a very big way. All in this course, made a little effort. And really, I'll tell people that we're looking for parnassah. It's a very good point. I want to give this insight. Somebody told me this, told me this. He said he thinks, and he's doing it for years himself. He says by parnassah, it's more, not only learn it, you have to also be a little more careful. And you'll see yourself, if you're careful with Lashon Hara, and you learn it with your wife, you will see Siyata Dishmaya. And sometimes it's 6 months, sometimes a year, sometimes it might take a little longer. By Parnassa, I've seen stories of people have bracha later on. And one guy told me he got bracha and everything so far, not yet Parnassa, but he has a lot of things happening. And it's amazing. Amazing, a person has bracha in all areas. I have also this amazing story. I have a lot of amazing stories, but it's like from different days. I'm going to read it. I'll read it from the first part, and then I'll tell you the next part. It started with a text message. I got a text message. This was April 17th, 2024. It's my daughter's 40th night of learning Hilchos Lashon Hara at your suggestion. If you could stop in, it would be unbelievable. I came to the Vort. They were so excited. And they came to me, and the father tells me like this. You saw me in BB Graphics. You told me about learning it. And he said to me, like, I was a little skeptical. I said, okay, stories. And really, you don't understand. It's not just the stories, you change. But he said, okay, I'll give it a shot. He said, I started to learn it with my wife. And a little while later, nothing was happening. And he said, he saw me in Rabbi Gisler Jeshu. And he asked me, he said, oh, well, nothing's happening. He says, what about your daughter? Is she doing it? No. Get her to do it. My daughter started doing it. Tonight is the vort. And then the caller told me, It's exactly 40 days. Exactly. Not 39, not 41. She said exactly. I counted it from the time I started till I got engaged. Exactly 40 days. I told you I have over 100 stories like that. 40 days exactly. It was so excited. It was unreal. I remember also recently when I went to the story I told you about the Rosh Hashiva, where I gave him the books and his daughter got engaged. In there, somebody came over to me and says, I got a story for you. He told me, he said it was interesting. He said, he heard me about a year and a half ago, I think it was, Pesach, maybe a year ago. He said to me, I heard your stories. I started learning it. And then a little later on, months later, I tried to convince my wife, and then my wife started learning it. And then a few months or whatever later on, my daughter started learning it. And she just got engaged. But he is, and I realized it was like from the beginning, from him start, till finally the daughter get engaged, was about a year. It was Pesach till Pesach. But he added something very emotional. He got emotional. He said, my life is different. My family is different. He was emotional. He's like, it's unreal. The whole feeling. And this is very, I think, one of the most powerful messages, that your life will change. I can guarantee anybody in the world, open that blue book. Or there's other books also. I have another book called Family Lesson Day, another one called Joseph Drazen Edition, a red cover, which is also very, I have about over 50 stories. But most of my stories are still the blue book. Open it up. And if you're learning it for years, switch to other books. You could do different books. Your life will change. I guarantee you, you will have a happier life. You'll be more positive. I have somebody from divorce. She spoke to me. I speak to her. She has stories also, many, many stories. I wrote in my text many stories also, stories of people. And they say the life is unreal. One of them said to me, the family, all the children become better. And the children are happier people. When you start learning, and I remember one person, he said this thing with the four, he had four major tzaras in life, and he started doing it in 45 days. He had all his shuas fixed up. What happened to them? What really happened in 45 days? When 45 days, you change worlds. Then we said, in Har Sinai, the Eibishter gave, Hashem gave the Torah to cut. 40 days, Moshe was in Har Sinai. That's it. In 40 days, you become a different person, and that's why you have bracha. You have bracha. And I have other stories that I share with you. Small stories. A guy told me this. He had his daughter, his son had an enzima. It was an enzima. And he said they didn't know, they did everything, nothing worked. He told his wife, let's learn it. On day 39, it was 90% off. He just told me this a few weeks ago. He says, Mamish, you have stories of Yeshua's in areas. Now, I have a family I know. This family has 6 children in Shidduchim. I don't know if anybody who's listening to the recording has 6, maybe. But I don't think I recall somebody telling me I have 6. And I don't think anyone ever got engaged. I don't know if he has any kids married. I see him once every 4 months, 3-4 months in Lakewood. I tell him, please do it. He smiled. He was telling me, yes, you're right. I'm not going to say his name, but I don't think he gave permission. But he tells me, okay, nothing. And then he saw me about two, three weeks ago. Couldn't believe this. It was amazing. He saw me 2-3 weeks ago, and he tells me, smiling away, my daughter, the oldest one of the 6, she's engaged. And I asked him the big question, were you learning it? And he says, yes, but not perfect. He was like, she told me, mishmashed. He was learning it. But you know what? Even if you're learning it, not perfectly. If the Abbasar sees that you have 6 kids, and you're putting in effort, you open a hole like a machat, the Gemara says. Hashem says, I'll open the gates to you. You put one little effort, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'll open the gates for you. I had somebody in Brooklyn, this was an amazing story, but it's a long story with a lot of details. I tried to look at it before I speak now, but I can't say it's a lot of details, but he was so excited. He called me Erev Shabbos. You don't understand. This is an open miracle. My daughter, we were trying. He was calling me. It was the Sheva Brachas of the Shabbos, Sheva Brachas. He says, and he spoke to me like half an hour on the phone. He was so excited. He says, it's an amazing shidduch. The boy's amazing. And I started to learn with his daughter. He said he learned it with his daughter day 32. And he missed a few days also. The shidduch started. And he said, now they're engaged. And I spoke to him today, actually. He was speaking for a long time. He says, Baruch Hashem, he sees so much broch in his life. He thanks Hashem so much broch. He has broch in all areas. And he's learning. And now his wife's excited. And the family's excited. They're spreading it out in other areas. He also works on bitochen. But he said to me, such a beautiful thing. 32 days, shidduchim came out like not normal. And he gave me all the details. He spoke to me today about it. And I'm telling you, he saw an open miracle. That's why people get excited. I have over 500 personal stories of just shidduchim. I have another 100 or so with other areas and so many areas of life. But you know what the big thing I see? People call me up. They're excited. They said, my life changes. A little effort. It's unbelievable. People say, oh, wow, imagine I didn't learn it. People give me looks like, wow, I almost didn't learn. I almost did not change my life. A different life. A little effort. You have become, I have somebody that I know, he was with me in yeshiva maybe 30 years ago, 35 years ago. And his wife spoke to me on the phone. And I speak to her. She was very excited about spreading my stuff. I didn't speak to her about a year. And I met her, I think her sister was, and I was wondering, what's happening? I spoke to her on the phone. She says, since you spoke to me a year ago, one kid had stopped having kids. Baruch Hashem had a baby. Another kid got engaged. I'm learning it. And she still has one more Yeshua. I told her, don't worry. That third Yeshua is going to come. You'll see. You'll see bracha. In a little effort, you'll see something special. Now, I want to tell you something important now. I'm going to tell you a story, but I have to share with a very important point. You think people hear the recordings and they say, wow, Rabbi Nachman, you have so many powerful stories. But you don't understand that the Gedolim in the world, all around the world, they're very big on this. And once somebody told me this on Yom Tov, his kid ran into the street, a bus almost missed him by an inch. It was a mamish and ace, nothing happened. And they went to Rav Don Segel not too long ago. And they asked Rav Don, what can we do? Rav Don Segel, one of the tzaddikim of the world. Rav Don, what should we do? Rav Don Segel told him, learn the laws of Lashon Hara. And I said in other recordings of Eliyahu Britton, he said the same thing. Rav Shiva Miri Shiva, he said, told Yaakov Katz, he told him it to me. He said, he asked him, what's the greatest zechus for Rosh Hashanah? Last year, a year and a half ago. He said, the greatest zechus possible in the world is to learn the laws of Lashon Hara with your wife. If you're not married or divorced, you learn it with somebody else. You have your bracha, not possible. And I said this once or twice. And I said this over in Rabbi Gissinger's shul. And somebody came over to me and said, I'm doing it 20 years because Eliyahu Britton said once that Ben Torah has to learn every day. And his wife is learning it. He moved away. And another person told me, oh, I was always jealous of his kids. Now I know why he has good children. And anybody who hears this, I'm telling you right now, if you have little kids especially, if you and your wife learn it, you will see amazing bracha. You will see bracha, like one Rosh Hashiva told me, he's a Magid Shir, 30 years he's doing it, him and his wife, Amy. He says, my kids are amazing. I have two Gedolim, and I have Sadi, and I have special, but the biggest thing is the family's happy. And I'm going to add this line, a lot of people like this line, I'll say it to everybody. He says, when you and your wife learn it, the kids watch it. The kids watch it, and what happens? They say, wait a second, and the whole family feels good, and this, and they feel more, they look at positiveness, they see people, something, they're more positive, they have aviskin, and they love people for no reason, the opposite of the hate, the opposite, and they start having better meanness, better traits, and they become better people, and over the years, you'll see growth in your children, even without the Manchester Shiva of Segel promise that you're going to have all bracha, you're going to have, he's going to help personally defend you in Shemayim, besides that, besides all the other brachas, you're going to see nachas from your kids. And the next world, you're going to see Hashem is going to say, my children, wow, what you did, what you accomplished in this world is beyond imagination. Person does that, he can't imagine. I want to read you a story. I wrote it over, and it's a beautiful story. He says, I'll quote the word that he said. He sent me the text. I wrote it over. My father suffers terribly from insomnia. Sometimes he can't fall asleep until 6 a.m. On Yom Tov, I was at my parents, and I heard him pacing back and forth in the house. I learn usually two halachas Chafetz Chaim every day with my niece. But at that time, at that night, it was at midnight. It was middle of the night. I decided I'm going to learn it again now. Open the book. And I added a tefillah. Hashem, please help my father go to sleep. It's 12 o'clock at night. Help my father go to sleep. Within minutes, he fell asleep and told me that the next morning he had a wonderful long night's sleep. Imagine what a person can do. You have no idea how much bracha you have. In one effort, what did you do? You put a little effort. On Betikas Chametz, I was going to the Chametz there. And I heard, it was a man told me the story. He actually, I think, sent me a message later on. He said 3 months ago, he heard about it. I don't know if he heard it from me. I'm not sure how. And he decided to do the Blue Book, the Daily Companion, with his wife. They did it. He has two daughters. And he had, I don't know if I told it to him, that's why he started. His two daughters, one daughter did it with somebody. And another daughter did it with another person. One daughter got engaged after 3 months. And the girl that she was learning with, 2 weeks later, she also got engaged. She told me this story, just mamish now. He told me this, Yom Tov, B'tikas Chametz. And a person puts a little effort, you have no idea how much bracha you have. It goes on. I have stories from every area. And what is it? What does it entail? A little effort. A little effort. You put a little effort, you have mamish, tremendous bracha. I'm going to end off with a message also. I have more stories, Baruch Hashem, but insight also. That we're living now in the matzav of the world. Everybody's looking, we don't know tomorrow. We're all looking for zechusim. Everybody's looking, what can we do? What can we do to machazik? What can we do? And we're looking for what? How can we machazik it? How can we change the world? And a person doesn't realize that he needs one little effort. Hashem made Adam as one person. You, one person, can change the world. You can make what's happening in Eretz Yisrael in one shot, one effort. You can make it work, a little effort, and all of a sudden the bracha comes. A little move, and you have bracha in many areas. A little effort, you have no idea what you can do. And I see that constantly. People come up with me with stories and chizik, and all they needed was one effort. So I'm going to tell a bracha that everybody, as Hashem, we all should try, everybody, two halachas, Chafetz Chaim, on Lashon Hara. We should have all bracha. And also, I forgot one of my stories was somebody older. I forgot to mention it before. It was somebody in the cheder. He had joined with two cousins who was 50 years old. It was his grandfather's cousin somehow from his grandfather's side. Was a cousin, and he said within 2 months they got engaged. Again, small. It's a big story. You're older, but again, the same idea. When you make a change, that's what we need. But as Hashem, everybody here, please try yourself. You'll see bracha in your life. You'll see people didn't have children. I met somebody. He says I'm already. His wife is expecting after 1 year. Didn't have children. He started because I told his father. He said within 3 weeks was expecting. I have stories like this all the time. As Hashem, we should all be zeicha that the Eibush sees us and.